with some points about the wine. So in Hillel's Kiddush, the Mechaber brings down in regards to using yain which is mavushal, or yain which has other ingredients put into it. They would put honey or nuts and different things in there. So he brings that the Ikrish, he says, the first opinion he says in Shulchan Aruch is that you can use those items for the purpose of Kiddush. Reish Arman, that you can't. Now the rule in the Shulchan Aruch, when he presents two opinions, he presents the first opinion as a stam, without any type of attribution. He just says this is the fact. And then he says, "V'yei Sherman." Some say otherwise. He's passing like the first opinion, because he presented that opinion as a stam. That's a fact. And there are those who say otherwise. So those who say otherwise is referring to the Rambam. The Rambam sheet says you cannot use the Ayin Mavushal for the purpose of Kiddush. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down because he wants to imagine there is such a sheet. If you want to be machmer, that it's appropriate to be machmer. If you want to be machmer, but the Ikra did it, that is kosher. So if a person wants to use the Ayin Mavushal for the purpose of using it for Kiddush, that is Ikra, then that's fine. The question that comes up nowadays is we have many wines and grape juice, which is pasteurized. Is pasteurization considered the same thing in halacha as if it's mavushal? That we have this issue. So you look at your ketum bottle, it tells you on the bottle, it says it's kosher, the kiddush or the arba kosis, because meeker then it's kosher. They also tell you that's considered mavushal. Rosh Hashanah actually held that yain mafuster is not considered mavushal. Mavushal, where the shach presents mavushal, means that they would cook it to the point that it would actually lose some of its contents. It would boil out to the point you lost some of the content, so you sort of reduced the wine. But over here, they do it so quickly; they do a flash pasteurization process. It does not do that, so it does not have the issue of yain mavushal. As a matter of fact, it would be considered, even according to the Rambam, this would be considered something which a person could use for the purpose of kiddush. If sugar would be added, it would be a different issue. Most of them say that they don't add sugar. What they do is they add grape juice concentrate, which adds the sweetness. That's how they add it. They don't add sugar, which you could argue that's not considered a problem, even according to the Rambam. So if a person wants to use grape juice, that even the chatkila, there's a good argument to use even the chatkila. There's one situation where a person wants to use yain, which is mavushal. That's a situation there would be non-Jews by which would be touching the wine. If a non-Jew touches the wine, that makes the wine also. That's isser of stam yain. So yain nesach. So in that situation, you want to use yain which is mavushal. So according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, according to what it says on the bottle of your ketum grape juice, it's yain mavushal. You can use it for that purpose. According to Rosh Hashanah Zalman's argument, you should not use that. There are some companies which actually do a more significant bishul process, and therefore you can rely on that. That's considered mavushal. But the psak, it seems that Ramosha held that the process of flash pasteurization is considered mavushal, and therefore even for that purpose a person has what to rely on to say that's considered mavushal. In regards to people which are mechalei Shabbos, so the law is that a person who's mechalei Shabbos has the same din as a non-Jew. Shulchan Aruch says the same din as a non-Jew. The definition of mechalei Shabbos becomes questionable nowadays. We have people which are not familiar with the concept of Shabbos. The mechalei Shabbos that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is a person who knows about Shabbos and willfully chooses not to ignore it and be mechalei Shabbos, chas v'shalom. So that person gets halacha like a non-Jew in regards to his yayin. In regards to the status of people nowadays, there's many people say that they do not have that status. A tinuk shenishma does not have the status of a non-Jew in regards to the halachas of yayin akum, and therefore if a person could rely on that, that's not an issue. And you also have the argument for using grape juice, those type of things which are mavushal, you would have the argument as well to say that there's not a problem. Have a good morning.